This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Rejecting an appeal, the U.S. Supreme Court shut the door Monday on Planned Parenthood's legal fight against abortion restrictions in Tennessee. 4 years ago, Tennessee voters approved Amendment 1, simply stating that no legal protection for abortion was in the state constitution. It was seen as a rebuke of state court justices who would not tolerate any abortion restrictions. 10 years after the therapy was developed, abortion pill reversal is just now gaining awareness among women often facing incredible pressure to abort. Abortion-minded women often regret taking such pills, and abortion providers make every effort to conceal the availability of reversal. More info is at abortionpillreversal.com. This is Life News Radio. In America, good people take the time to read and vote to shape the future. Don't let expensive commercial campaigns dictate how you think. Study and read and think and then vote. Maybe you can also participate in political campaigns. But on Election Day this November 6th, make your vote count. In other headlines, California will not pay to bring chemical abortion onto state campuses. Governor Jerry Brown vetoed just such a measure, saying it was unnecessary as abortion clinics were near all campuses. Rich, powerful men are contributing millions to groups supporting abortion, fighting Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination, and trying to swing the election to give abortion-friendly legislators control of Congress. And another abortion worker has quit the abortion industry thanks to the current 40 Days for Life prayer vigil. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.